Queen Meets, 6. Here you can see the results of the ambitious late 19th century building programme which had started with the Group A mills. This expansion started shortly after the end of the Crimean War, 1854 to 1856. Advancing armaments technology and the need to supply increasingly large amounts of gunpowder for massive new guns drove the building campaign. The introduction of steam power also freed the factory from its dependence on water power. This whole area developed around Queen Meads like a village around its green. Group C mills, now L-157, were built in 1861, followed by Group D in 1868, Group F and E in 1878, and Group G in 1889. This group of Italianate mills formed the largest and most impressive steam gunpowder mills in Britain. This vast L-shaped mill formation contained a total of 30 mills, each able to process 50 pounds, 22 kilograms, of green charge every 3 or 4 hours. A hand-operated tramway system was introduced at the same time and was operational from 1857 or 1858. In the 1890s, the steam gunpowder incorporating mills were converted to house cordite incorporators and presses. After World War II, when the site became a research establishment, they were converted into laboratories. The building set back from the line of incorporating mills at the southern end was built in 1889, probably as a charcoal store. It was later used to dry cordite, with steam pipes passing into the building. 6 blocked-up steam pipes can be seen either side of the door.